Lawmakers met in Juneau today for the first day of the special session. Governor Bill Walker called the legislature back to work after it failed to pass a budget by the constitutional deadline last week. Lawmakers now have 30 days to try to accomplish what they couldn't do in the last 4 months, pass a budget and make some progress on closing the state's $4 billion deficit. APRN's Rachel Waldholz is in Juneau this week. And Rachel, it sounds like it was a short day there.
Yeah, it was definitely a short day, and there really wasn't much action, at least in public. The House met for about 20 minutes, and the Senate met for less than 15 minutes. And they basically introduced some of the bills that the governor has asked for, and they adjourned. And so the big question at this point is whether they're going to pick up pretty much where they left off last week, or if they're going to have to start over. Because when the regular session ended at midnight last Wednesday, all the bills that hadn't been passed died, but they can be brought back to life. It takes a two-thirds vote in both houses. And so the question is whether they can get that two-thirds vote. And that's really what the Republican leadership would like to do, because if they don't get that vote, then they have to start all the bills over and go through the whole committee process again. And then it's really going to be a real slog.
Yes, that sounds like it would be. Do they have a plan for how to make the next 2 months any different from the last 4 months?
Yeah, the short answer there is no, it doesn't seem like they do. James Brooks, he's a reporter with the Juneau Empire, and he asked House Speaker Mike Chenault what the next 2 weeks will look like. And this is what Chenault said.
I have no clue. You know, my hope is that we pass an operating budget as quick as we can and take that off the table, not so it's a bargaining chip or anything, but just we get it off the table, employees know what's going on. And the state knows what's going on, the people of the state.
So you heard him mention employees and the state, and that's because the legislature is facing two deadlines. If there's no budget by June 1st, which is next week, then layoff notices are going to go out to all state employees, letting them know that they might be laid off at the end of the month. And then if there's no budget at the end of the month, by July 1st, then the state could face the possibility of a government shutdown. So the Republican majorities, what they'd like to do is they'd like to just pass an operating budget and fund it with savings for now, and then go back and deal with some of the more contentious revenue issues, like restructuring the permanent fund to use some of the earnings for state government, or looking at taxes, including an income tax. They'd like to do that after they've passed a budget.
Rachel, does that seem likely?
Well, Chenault said that the two sides were really close on a budget last week, and he seems to think that they could get a budget done, by next week. But there are three factions that have to agree. It's the House majority and the Senate majority, which are both controlled by Republicans, and then there's the House minority, which is controlled by Democrats. And I spoke to House Minority Leader Chris Tuck, and he said basically his caucus can't vote for a budget unless there's some kind of agreement on an overhaul of oil and gas taxes. This is what he said when I asked about getting a budget done this week.
It all depends on what we do on the oil tax credits again. That was the point of contention, that we could not get a budget passed in the regular 121-day session, if you will. And we just can't see dipping under our savings to give to the oil industry.
Rachel, what is on the schedule for tomorrow? Are lawmakers lining up hearings so that they can get started on these bills and get to work?
Yeah, there are hearings scheduled for tomorrow. They've been announced sort of over the course of the afternoon today. So House Finance will be taking up the governor's proposal to raise taxes on, everything from smoking and alcohol and tobacco to including an income tax. So House Finance will be looking at that, as well as the governor's plan to sort of restructure the permanent fund. And the Senate Finance is also meeting. So it looks like it will be a busier day tomorrow than it has been today.
All right. Well, thanks so much for that update, Rachel.
Thanks, Lori.
That was APRN's Rachel Waldholz reporting from Juneau.